You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Four-man rush, fires over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Shaq Thompson. Coming the other way, 40, 35, and he's upended and tackled at the 32-yard line.
Some of the guys went down. Some guys stepped in, did a phenomenal job. Nobody blinked.
Late orbit motion from Shakir. Makes the pass there. Looks for Kincaid, and he's got him, who carries it into the end zone for the touchdown. Dalton Kincaid. Strikes from 15 yards out.
We've got time left, and we got the ball. We got a shot.
Blitz coming. Allen has to throw it down the far side. He's got Cooks, who's got it at the 20-yard line.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Lawrence back to pass, looking on an in-breaker. Broken up and intercepted. Picked off by Cole Bishop. Game, set, match. Buffalo's going to win the wild card game here in Jacksonville.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We live to talk another week. Football Monday on WGR. Thanks for joining us. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, Eric Wood, and Sal Capaccio as we navigate through the day. What a game. This game was so close. Look at the box score. And, I mean, right up and down the stats, except for penalties. The Bills had more than their share of penalties in this game versus Jacksonville. But, really, that's a pretty good escape. And if you're right, that Jacksonville is the best of it in the AFC outside of the Bills, then, I mean, let's go, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm right. I did feel like this was the toughest. Now, whatever anyone, me or anyone else, thinks is the toughest matchup is obviously not very meaningful. You got to go play Denver now, and that'll have its own challenges. But I think Jacksonville was the most well-rounded team in the AFC bracket.
The thing about this one, not that Denver isn't at least pretty good, but man, this is the bye week put into practice versus a team on a short week taking, I mean, a beating
right
physically, the Bills. That's been a thing all year. But even Allen now, he just always gets through it. And I don't know, like it was just said how McDermott will have an update later, like maybe in an hour or so. There's just a lot to go through.
That might take an hour or so.
It might. You should start early.
I saw Sal somewhat cheekily suggesting that when we get the first injury report will be Tuesday instead of Wednesday because the game's on Saturday, and he said it may require more than one page. The way things are dragging. I mean, they had a lot of guys that were, you know, listed but played, and you know, a few guys that were listed and didn't play, but now with more injuries, like Allen was still listed, I guess he was, even though he practiced in full.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely still going to be listed, I would think, after all that. And yeah, I might be in danger of like sort of taking for granted his durability or just how tough he is, because like he hits his hand, the guy, he gets sat on. Oh, I'm sure he's fine. Like, I'm watching this game with my son Owen, and he's always, you know, especially about head injuries. He had his own head injury issues when he was playing pretty high level hockey. So he's very, I think, sensitive to that. And so Allen, he sees the guy squash Allen's head after that one rushing attempt. And he's where I'm like, he's fine. And then the thing at the goal line where his leg gets, you know, bent backwards, hyperextended. He's like, oh, no. I'm like, he's still fine. He'll be fine. He's Josh Allen. Like, he's not – you are not going to have to go through the – you can even see, obviously, what happened and what could have hurt him and still be like – it's like the opposite of Lamar. Like, Lamar a couple times this year has been hurt in games and – the analysis during the game is like, we think maybe here, you see this guy landed. And it's like, you can't really tell what happens. Allen, you can tell what happens, but short of like a bone sticking out of a body part, he's fine. You're going to go to the tent, he's fine. He'll be back.
I'd love it to be more transparent, just for, you know, our curiosity as fans, like what, how he really feels and what is it. So, Is he hurt? The leg injury is on his touchdown for 10-7, right?
The first rushing touchdown of his.
Yeah, and like he was laboring after that. And the Bills' next drive, I don't know, I wrote it down. I think he's done running in this game. Like he missed Cooks to the right on a play. And, you know, you have to adjust to that probably, right? Just like how he's feeling, whether it's more than his knee. So I thought he was done running for the day, but he wasn't, and good thing.
Right.
And, you know, maybe it got better for him over the course of the game. You have that with injuries sometimes, where it can go either way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's going to stiffen up and hurt more later, and maybe, you know, sort of you keep it loose, or just kind of the pain goes away or something.
Yeah, Tony Romo seemed to suggest he thought the hand
would hurt later.
It's going to be, it might be fine right now, but keep an eye on it, and I mean, all he did was complete 80% of his passes, and a lot of those came after he rammed his hand off of, I think it was Torrance's helmet.
That one is the one for me, because, like, you watch football all the time, and legs get twisted, and some guys get up, right? It's just not going to stop them. And head injuries is a total guess when you're watching a game. Like, you can sort of look for symptoms like they try to do, but that... How do you hit your hand on the helmet and just be fine after that? How does that not kill?
Like at full force, right?
Yeah.
Right?
How does that just not kill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or break or so, just like, I don't know.
Right.
Guess not.
Right.
But that's the one for me, because the other ones can be anything.
If I'm like carelessly walking through my house and bang the back of my hand on the corner of an end table or something, the whole family knows.
Yep. Oh.
I say,
like, doesn't miss a play.
No, he's fine. Just keeps going. Yeah, he's, well, newsflash, he's tougher than me. He's tougher than a lot of people, I think. He is really, really hard to get off the field.
Did you ever see The Black Swan?
I never did. I know
I
the story
of it yesterday,
somewhat.
Just like, you know, it's all on him.
Yeah.
It's not really all. Like, the defense did a lot well in the game
yesterday.
Defense
really had a great day, really, until Poyer went out. When Poyer went out, like they really picked on Hancock smartly, I think. And I don't know if they can coach him up to do more, like maybe the disguising and the switching and all the stuff that they're getting credit for. McDermott, especially today, is getting a lot of credit for, maybe that went out the window when Poyer left the field, you know, because he's so well versed in everything. He would stand to reason. Athletically, he's not probably where a guy like Jordan Hancock is, but he knows exactly what to do when and how to make things look like one thing and not the other. And maybe with Hancock, that I'm just guessing, maybe that either A, that went out the window, or B, he just didn't execute it as well as someone like Poyer did. But they really feasted on him. They got going. Like, their offense was really stuck in the game, I think, until they found that weak spot.
Yeah, what do you say about Lawrence? Today I felt maybe I was a little harsh yesterday, but, you know, Justin Herbert last night reminded me of Lawrence, of this in a certain way, where I've got these, I'm so spoiled by what Allen does, as a runner. We know. I mean, We learned really early in his career that there is a huge upside when he's carrying the ball. These other guys are just as big, but there's just nothing dangerous about them. And for me, the play of the day is the 4th and 2 Lawrence run in the second quarter. Play of the day, what is it going to be, a blowout if Jacksonville scores there? No, probably not. But, you know, you're inside the 10-yard line, and they might have already had the lead, 7-3 or whatever it was, Jacksonville. And, you know, he's just falling down on the one handoff to Tootin. And on this play, for all the credit the Bills are, you know, rightly getting for disguising coverages and just how they – kind of messed with him, leading to at least one of the interceptions, if not both. I mean, I don't think the second one so much, but the first one, what was that? But, you know, here's how you, and this is what the Bills have done so many times, is, well, you know, we're going to take that out of the equation because we're going to have our 6'6", 240-pound running back keep the ball in a bootleg. And it's there. And he just dives for it. You know, what would Allen do? He's just going to, he's going to flip you off as he runs through you.
Yeah.
But Lawrence, I mean, he's not close enough.
Well, what he didn't do, he didn't dive, though. He slid, and that's and Allen, I mentioned this on postgame, too. Allen did the same thing late on one play where I thought it was maybe it's just a sign of how much he's hurting.
Maybe.
That he didn't go head first to try to get the yardage. But Lawrence, yeah, like there's and the reason I think it's okay to be as hard as you're being on Lawrence is because he hasn't done it yet. Like, Allen has proven, Allen has trucked people, Allen has gone head first, Allen has gone through you, over you, around you, he's done everything but drop kick you to try to get that yardage. And here's Lawrence, who's facing that dude on the other side.
Thompson.
And
oh, Allen, okay.
He's got a shot to get that, and he's, I got a slide to protect myself, and I don't know, it's a little revealing. I mean, like, how bad do you really want it?
I know. Exactly. It's the playoffs, right?
Right.
Like this play, he's one of these guys. He has been. And he had a really good season, if not a great season, Lawrence. I'm not going to ignore that. But the conversation about the AFC playoffs all these years is like, who is dog enough? And, you know, I think we think nationally they've missed the mark on Allen a little bit because it's just a knee-jerk to his mistakes. But he's had, you know, statistically, he's had a tremendous postseason career. So, you know, you got to sort of face the music on that. But these other guys like Lawrence and Herbert and maybe Stroud tonight, here's your opening too. Not having Mahomes in the playoffs is there for them too.
Here's a moment for you.
Here's a chance.
Take advantage of it.
Yep. Yeah. And, I mean, they took the lead with 4 minutes to go. I mean, they did a lot right, Jacksonville. Yeah. They were tough. But, man. 4th and 2 with the 9, I need my huge quarterback to just not kind of wimp out there. And that's what that looked like to me. And then I got Herbert last night. I tweeted it. He's so big, too. But as a defense, I just don't think you have to worry about it. Like he's not going to – he's not the same.
No.
They're not the same. So now it's Bo Nix, who is not 6'6". Mm-mm. He's almost 26 for a second year. It's pretty old. Denver,
I think he's dog though.
He might be.
I think Nix is someone to me. I'd be surprised if you get in a moment like that he takes the safe white way.
Yeah, out. I agree. I think
he's, you know, is he's what is he? He's not as pedigreed. I mean, he was a starter for a long time in college and ended up being a first round pick. But he's not 101. There's always been questions about him, even going back to Auburn. And a guy that comes up that way is not going to take the easy route, right? If he's got a chance to make a play to plant a flag, he's going to go to try to plant the flag, maybe to his own, you know, demise, but he's going to try. Whereas Lawrence is just a little more, you know, I got to be safe. I'm the franchise. Like, no, dude, that's not the move right now.
Well, I feel like I want to say some of the same things about Denver that I would have said we would have discussed about Jacksonville, where you don't have the, you know, 1A receiver, right? That's our obsession around here is the Bills not having, you know, a wide receiver one, an elite player. Jacksonville didn't, and Denver doesn't. I mean, Cortland Sutton is their closest. But they're, you know, kind of like the Jaguars with different names. You know, it's Franklin and Mims and just, you know, a, kind of a group of guys. Running backs, R.J. Harvey, okay. ETN, though, like ETN is pretty good. Harvey, I think, may be a little bit more explosive, you know, as a rookie. But still, like, it's not one of the elite guys. So it's different like that, too. The thing is going to be whether Denver is Jacksonville at peak, and they played and they weren't in that game as good as Jacksonville, but they are home and rested. And really, this is like the Chiefs last year where they're like rested. They didn't have to win in week 18 either,
right,
against the Chargers. They also didn't have to play Herbert. They got Trey Lance in that game and they won 19-3. So I think Denver has been able, Kansas City fell apart. Denver has been able to look forward to learning more about this over the course of the week, play it out to this point. And they've played the Bills last year. They had yesterday to scout. That's probably what a lot of their last week was doing, you know, in the in the coaching room. So I think that's the tough thing. If the Bills can just find the stamina for this game, because this is when it becomes a problem. These teams, I mean, you can go back to when there were two bye weeks in each conference. Like, it's just a dominant record for the teams at home off a bye versus the wild card teams. And the Bills having to travel and then play Saturday is a tough ask, I think. They are favored, though. If you didn't know, by the end of last week, by yesterday, Jacksonville was favored in the game.
That turned on Saturday,
That's right. But right now I've got the same we had last week to start the week. Bills minus 1.5 at Denver. So I think that's it. Like, we know that there are advantages in Denver's situation and additionally, disadvantages in the Bills situation, injuries and travel, and even that it's altitude, right? There's another variable unique to Denver, but they might not have as good a team as the Jags. You know, it might not be, they might not be as good overall. Defensively, right? The Jags had the top run defense. Denver's right there. Like, they're right there too.
And they had that last year, and the Bills, I think, went for 200 yards on the ground in the playoff game. So, yeah, you know, year over year is not the same thing. And the Jaguars did do the job on the Bills yesterday. They and to their credit, the Buffalo's credit, they did have a pivot. Their passing game was live enough that they got by with Cook being, what was it, 16 carries, 45 yards or something around that. It was a very, very tough day on the ground. But yeah, last year, there's a few things I'm reminded of with the Bills. You know, that obviously the game's not here, it's there. That is one big difference. And the atmosphere and the altitude could be a factor, especially on a short week, and Allen already banged up like he is going in. But yeah, the defense was so good, the Bills chewed that up. I liked that Denver, one of their superpowers on defense is that they've got a shutdown corner that's going to take away your guy. And I remember making this last year. Guess what?
That's
kind of neutralized. I mean, you're going to shut somebody down, but it doesn't matter. Like, whoever you take away, maybe Shakir, if he's at the top of that pecking order. I don't know how often they deploy him in the slot, though. Surtain, I'm talking about. But I feel like it's sort of a little backwards, but it undoes one of your advantages. Because if the Bills had a guy that they need to get off to trigger their passing game and Surtain can take him away, then you're sort of scrambling to find a pivot. And in this case, that's just kind of standard operating procedure for them. They don't have a guy, so go ahead, take someone away. We'll throw it to somebody else. Is, you know, conceptually how it's supposed to work. It doesn't always work. So anyway.
Yesterday was just, it's the playoffs. Why shouldn't it be this way? But so stressful. Like, they were never in the clear. I mean, hats off. This season, going into the playoffs, I was worried about this game just from a Bill standpoint, let alone whatever Jacksonville is, because they've just not had it smooth, right? I mean, some days it's offense, some days it's defense. It's always like downfield passing. They're not perfect. And a lot of these games, second half, were really tight, you know, even a couple of losses in there. So I don't know if this is probably overdoing it. We spent a lot of time last week on, all right, 4-point lead, 4 minutes. Who do you want to be?
Right.
Or 2 minutes maybe, but this was four.
Turned out we got both, as it turned out. I mean, we right? I mean, the
but I said this was the best case scenario yesterday at 4 minutes left to have the ball down four, because it just was that kind of game. Like, It didn't ever come off like a game where the Bills should have been up by double digits. It was right. Too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if I knew what the first 56 minutes were going to look like, I'd have been like, all right, I'll take this. 4 minutes, Allen, I'll take this. The big play to Cooks might have saved him.
That throw is just unreasonable. Is what it is like to get that throw in that moment. There's a lot of the highlights, and I think the broadcast angle of that play. I've seen it from behind Allen. I've seen it from the Jaguars end zone, and I've seen it from the camera view, basically the broadcast view. The broadcast view of it is so funny to me because the way the camera pans to follow the ball, it coincides with the blitzer making contact with Allen, and he just gets knocked out of the screen. It looks like a cartoon or something. Like, it just, because he's there. And, you know, again, part of it is the camera moving simultaneously as the blitzer hits him. But it looks like Wile E. Coyote or something. It's just a
Super Dave.
Right. Super Dave is exactly what I thought.
Cannonball.
I tweeted about
shot
it.
Shot at him.
But I didn't use Super Dave because I thought that more people wouldn't get it.
Oh, sorry.
If I used it. But I that was the first thought I had. And I went, I'm going to go to Wile E. Coyote. I feel like that's more universally known. Mm-hmm. Right.
We can discuss it.
Just an unbelievable throw. And a subtly great job. Maybe not that subtle. Like, Allen tricks one of the defenders, I think, into thinking he's throwing it to whoever's running the out down there. I'm not sure
Shavers,
who it is. Says, yeah, there's another player down there that I think is in the slot and runs toward the boundary. And Allen just freezes someone enough for Cooks to run right by him, and then there's just some open grass there. It's a great job. It's a great... like, you know, playing the position, the subtlety of it, and then the athleticism to stand there, having already gotten the crap kicked out of him most of the day. Not that he was under a lot of duress, but he just took a lot of hits. And, I mean, he's had much tougher days, you know, this season, Allen has. But
you mean worse?
Right, yeah, tougher. Okay. I mean, like where he's gotten hit more in the pocket.
Okay.
But he just stands there, throws it with no bottom, no lower body, just arm, and then just gets plastered right in the chest. And it's close enough. I mean, he got it to the guy open for a huge game that, I don't know, save the season might be a little strong. It wasn't fourth down or anything, but still, what
a
play.
It wasn't fourth down, but I thought of how they're down four and not three, and I liked it. We had that. We covered that. I got a lot of tweets last night. Like, this is what you guys talked about for days.
Right.
And it worked out that way, but that was kind of new to me last week, looking up win probability stuff, that you're 37% to win, whatever the exact situation was, but something similar to yesterday, when it's a 4-point deficit and only 30% to win when it's three, when you're back on your own half of the field, because I can play for a tie and with four downs. I mean, it got to fourth down on the sneak.
Right. The 11-yard sneak.
So they had to go for that.
Right, by the way,
they always would have gone for
there
that.
There was an 11-yard sneak in this game.
Yeah, I just love that play so much.
That happened. Good thing it didn't get outlawed.
They need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Go win a championship before they do, because that's just
right.
It's not for today. I hate it. I just... Anyway.
So does their coach,
I think.
So,
I don't know.
There is that. Don't apologize for not liking it. I think their coach doesn't like it, but it's within the rules, so you use it.
I'm glad the Eagles are out.
Me too.
Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. To your calls next, 803-0550. Eric Wood at 4. Sal Capaccio at 5 with an injury update. There's a lot likely to come down today. We'll see how much we learn. The Sabres host Florida. This is nice. Huge role. And Florida is one of the, several teams. They're right in there with two-time champs as well, of course. 6 o'clock, there'll be a press conference. Gary Bettman is in town. It's expected that it's going to be about the NHL draft. We'll see what we get when we get there. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll hear from you hopefully next on WGR.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, certainly, if you're just looking at the box score, they did enough to win this game. They had 6.5 yards per play. They only had two penalties. They were 56% on third down. You know, yes, they lost the turnover battle 2-1, but it was the consistent play from the Buffalo Bills, led by Josh Allen, that allowed the Buffalo Bills to win this game, because otherwise it seemed like Jacksonville was doing all the right things necessary to win this game, but they didn't have Josh Allen.
Jonathan Jones, breaking it down. It's not counted as a turnover, but that 4th and 2 play where Lawrence went down before the, well, now you're legally obligated to call that the line to gain. Everybody decided we're all going to call it that. We don't say first down anymore. It's like a turnover, and it's at the Bills' 9-yard line, or maybe the 8 officially, because it was 4th and 2 from the 9. So almost worse because of the field position. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Monday. The Sabres home to Florida tonight. Here's to a great week. Let's go to Tony first up. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
Just a couple points. I love your show. I listen to it all the time from Toronto, Canada. I heard some commentary this morning that really got my irk up. People were calling in, and instead of enjoying what happened, they're complaining that the coach should have taken time off the clock at the end. And the only comment I have to make on that, I want to hear what you have to say, is that I don't care that they have a field goal kicker that can kick 70 yards. I care that we need 4 points, not 3. If we have a penalty or setback, we still need to get in the end zone. And anything could have happened. We could have went sideways a couple times. And secondly, before, I was disappointed with our run game, and I understand they're the number one run team. And at what point does the OC or the coach say, look, we need to abandon this run game, not because we're not doing well, which we weren't. It's the amount of time that comes off the clock every time we run a play and we're not going anywhere. What if we need that time near the end of the game? Love to hear what you guys think about that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, teams – it's not usually recommended to, quote, abandon the run. I mean, even if it's not killing it. So I wouldn't have that criticism. It was a back and forth game, and they ended up with enough time to win. I lean toward the point you didn't like other fans making, that if I can take 30 or 40 seconds off there by going straight down and have second and goal at the one and Jacksonville can't stop the clock, that's better. But Bulldog mentioned the penalty possibility last night, and that's fair.
I do think it's fair, especially considering like you're not in an ideal situation there. You're at the end of a long, hard-fought game, for one thing. And you're down in an end zone where the crowd is right on top of you. And, I mean, I don't know. It's not like Jacksonville's got a reputation for being this cauldron of noise and emotion, but I'll bet it was really loud there, especially maybe it's different if you're trying to set up a field goal and you're at the 30 as opposed to down at an end zone. But – yeah, I mean, I think anything can happen there. I also would like to think, though, with all that, I think that's something to at least consider. You know, the idea that it's a no-brainer, I think, is difficult, which is why I made mention of, you know, a botched snap, a false start, anything. And especially this, too, and I didn't mention this yesterday, but consider how arbitrarily flags have been thrown on that very play this year. It hasn't happened to the Bills. Maybe they're just really buttoned up on it. But the Eagles have had all year on Mondays, I'm seeing screen grabs of, oh, they didn't call it this time, but they did call it that time because somebody moved, you know, one of the guards moved just before the ball, and here comes a flag, and then here's later in the same game maybe, same crew watching, and the same thing happens, and they don't. I just don't want to take a chance that some side judge or something is going to be watching that play and go, well, you know, the league doesn't like this play, and I'm going to go ahead and throw a flag now and be a hero. You know, second and goal at the 6 is a lot different. So I respect the optimal is bleeding more clock. Believe me, I was yelling it when they pushed Allen in the first place, and then when he, you know, walked right in on the game-winning score, I wanted more time to bleed off the clock, but then thought a little bit more about the consequences of, you know, taking that risk. There is some risk. You'd like to think you could be buttoned up enough to not make a mistake there, but one false move, one flinch, or just an itchy official, and I'm from they're going to let me score to I'm at the 6-yard line, and now my season's back on the line, and I need a play that isn't as easy to execute as that play. So
nobody likes an itchy official.
I can put that all in the blender and still want to say optimally I'd rather bleed 40 seconds there, but I understand not wanting to take the chance.
Well, it's like fourth down stuff, I think, as we've had it through the years. What would the other team prefer? If you had the play where, like you said, Allen, it's overturned, right? The play before?
Right.
It's a touchdown at first, and they put him down at the one. And if I'm Jacksonville there, like, that is a huge blow. Oh, I couldn't even just have gotten him in so I could proceed. But then they go right in anyway, and I'm super relieved if I'm the Jags there.
Yeah.
I hated
what
it.
It's what I wanted you to do.
It's what I needed you to do.
Yeah.
And so now what I can't do is throw a pick immediately. That's just right. I've got – with that kicker, it does change the calculus on how much time that really is. And you really don't need timeouts. You can spike the ball. Like, Jacksonville was in a pretty good spot there. You mentioned on postgame the kickoff was perfect.
That was.
And they covered it well, so they started from the 23. That could have been worse.
Yeah, the Bills have been, I mean, I don't know what their average is, but it's close to the 30, I think, on kickoffs this year. And that could have been, you know, every little bit counts.
You can't throw a pick on the first play. You have to give yourself a chance. And easier said than done. Bosa on the Bishop interception just walks right through. He's lined up at right end. The left tackle completely whiffs. So he just walks right through the left tackle. And then the guard picks him up. But he's got the momentum. And the guard is sort of flat-footed. And he gets a hand on Lawrence. Like, that was not a slow-developing play. That was take the snap, look, go.
Right.
And, you know, you might not need or want to blame Lawrence for all of it. And part of that is that Bosa just sort of walked right in on that play, which was that was helpful. Dennis is next. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. A couple things. Number one, to your point right there, Mike, I'm not sure if you realize that, but, you know, he throws the pick on that last play. But right behind where he threw the ball, Parker Washington was coming open, and it would have probably been a touchdown. I don't know if you could catch a screen grab of that. It's really kind of like we're really fortunate. But you know, I'm thrilled with the win. You know, but sometimes you're always, you know, left wanting a little bit. And I got to be honest, like I'm usually a pretty positive guy, but Joe Brady's burned me a lot this year. He's just kind of irked me. And that's just a personal thing, I think. But, you know, I'm a big fan of play your best players. And we play everybody all the time. And, you know, I look at this game and sometimes I just think we make it harder on ourselves than it has to be. I don't understand the Dalton Kincaid thing. I've been saying it for pretty much the whole season. There's a possibility that he's not playing a lot because he's nursing this injury, but his snap share is so low. And I'm listening to Eric Wood and I'm listening to Sale before the game, and every statistical measure just goes on and on about what the benefit of having Dalton Kincaid out there is. And it's ridiculous. It's like an 8 point per game difference when he's playing, and you know the conversion rate and everything. And he has 3 catches for 20 yards, and I don't know if he played more than 12 snaps.
28.
I couldn't find him on the field. How many?
It was 28, but it's right around.
Okay. All right.
Closer to his.
More than I thought then. Okay.
Yeah, closer to his season average, I think. Maybe a little below, but 44%.
They're not. Maybe we'll hear in. Hopefully, not until February, mid-February at that, because that's when you get the list of who was nursing what and you know all that kind of stuff. I would be stunned, honestly, if the Bills were so incompetent that they didn't recognize every statistical advantage that Kincaid affords them, and we're just ignoring it. I have to think it's health related. I just don't know any other explanation. So they're trying to use him enough to impact the game. And yesterday he caught a touchdown that did matter ultimately, obviously in a very close game. But they don't want to use him all up in 1 week. They want to have him, you know, week over week here, ideally for 3 more games. And so the whole year has been that. And even with that, he's missed games.
I think it's, you know, it's evergreen, Kincaid, and is he actually 100%? Is he ever 100%? You know, not to knock him, but I still think it's more philosophical here. He's a part-time player, right? I mean, they have extra linemen, or they have 3 wide receivers, or, you know, Knox and all his usage, and it just limits, severely limits what Kincaid, you know, can do for them unless they back up on another strategy. And you and Dennis might be like, well, why don't they do that? They're not incompetent. Why wouldn't they do that? I think it's more about kind of Brandon Bean and the, hey, wait a minute. We are good though, right? Like we had the league's rushing leader. If my non-run blocking tight end plays twice as often, do I have the rushing? Do I win the rushing title? Yeah. I mean, do I win 12 games? Do I break Kincaid? Like I think they're probably middling it a little bit, like you're saying, for health reasons. But really, since Brady, if ever, he's never been, you know, he's not somebody that doesn't come off the field, right? He's always this way.
I feel like this year, on the heels of the way last year went, it's even, we can look this up, but I feel like it's even more dramatic this year, like how much he's off the field. And I just, I don't know. I think it's more health than you do.
Okay. Here's Russ next. Hi, Russ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks. I just am so stunned by Allen yesterday. I mean, I think it's, you guys have better reference on this, but it's got to be top 10 performance in Bills history. I mean, maybe top 5. I don't know. It was just incredible. And which brings me to my second point. I got to listen to Romo tell me how his hands hurt. And meanwhile, he only has 2 incompletions, one of which is a drop. you know.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And he was just, I don't usually have an opinion on these commentators, but he was so distracted yesterday and seemed like he was going to talk stuff into existence. The one that, you know, the end of the half with that was crazy. And then at the third and eighth, he's insisting that Milano got called, you know, held this guy. Never mind, the refs didn't call it. They call it on Benford, and they show you that replay for like half a second. It's been half a second discussing it. And I'm like, this is insane. I mean, I don't know what he's even talking about. And it looks like the penalty was questionable on Benford there. So do you think there's a chance? I mean, I don't know what your opinion on this stuff is, but do we get stuck with him again next week? Do we get Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt? I don't know if I can sit to it.
it'll be the number one crew. I mean, they've only got the one. Do they have a game each day?
I think there are two.
Okay.
And that way it could be.
So maybe it could be the other crew.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Then New England would get
Nance and Romo.
Probably.
I think from where he started from when he first got in there to where he is now, it's very tough. I don't enjoy him at all anymore on these games. I just don't think he's doing the work anymore.
I don't have as strong a feeling that way, but a lot of, wow, you guys, Jacksonville's actually really good yesterday. And it's sort of the premise is what? We don't think so because it's Jacksonville? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It didn't really fit with the actual conversation. I think they got a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need to be lectured on that.
Yeah.
The Benford penalty, he just didn't need to do it. You know, it's third and eight. This is the last Jacksonville touchdown drive.
That's right. Kept him alive.
Yeah. And, you know, he did kind of grab him. It's one of these, like, most defensive penalties where it doesn't have to be called.
Right.
But he didn't really need to do it.
He did grab the guy enough that You can't know whether Lawrence, if the guy would have been a little more open because Benford didn't grab him, maybe the ball does come to that guy, right? It's one of these plays where you look like, oh, the ball didn't even go there. What are you doing throwing the flag? But like, that's not exactly the job, you know? So,
and it's sort of in his line of sight.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't on the other side of the field
that's
or something.
Right. That's
so.
Right. Yeah, he was where enough. He was close enough to where Lawrence was looking that it, you know, warranted. It was a very tough flag, but the analysis of it was more problematic than the flag being thrown in the first place, in my opinion. Because they, again, Romo had the wrong guy, and then they really didn't give you a, I don't think that's a foul or not. It was just sort of like, well, the game's moving, so here we go.
Yeah. Jacksonville played pretty fast for a lot of this game. I like that. We have Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.